The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very good, thank you. What's your question?
I have a problem with my teenage daughter. She's 16.
Okay.
And she's changed. She's been with the same boy almost 2 years now.
2 years?
Yeah.
She's been dating someone since the age of 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's changed, well, she was 16, 16 and a half, whatever. She changed so much in the past 8 months. Like, it's, like, so, like, drastic. Like, she would never, like, a couple months ago, like, my son would holler at me. She would holler back at him not to holler or say anything. But now that she's gotten to the point where it's like, you got to kill yourself, or it's your dad, blah, blah, blah.
She's saying this to your son or to you?
But it's
to whom?
After she's talking to him.
Oh, wait a minute. Who is she? Marie, who is she?
Me, the mother.
She's really angry with you.
Yeah.
She's very angry with you. And what happened 8 months ago? Are you divorced? Are you dating someone else?
Is there just changed totally? No.
What do you suspect?
Mom was here all the time, and
What your relationship was okay with her before, or how was it?
She was always a spoiled child. Always, like it was always her way, and she would be jealous, like with her brother or whatever.
How old is her brother?
I'll be 19.
He's 19. And what is the difference when you say, and she's now 16, right?
Right.
And what, in a nutshell, what's their relationship? Is he the good kid? Is he the golden boy? And she's the bratty kid? Is, you know, what labels?
To me.
Pardon?
To her or to me?
How do you see each of them?
For me right now?
Yes.
Because I really never had a problem with my son. Because he was like the first child, and he really never went out until he got his license.
Yeah.
And he would never put you, he would never imposition you to go out of your way, where my daughter was always the opposite. She would have you going here and there and taking her friends here and there. And she was just like always just jealous. Now she's got her permit.
But what's she jealous of?
She always tells me, like, I love him more, that I should marry him. And where my husband favors her, of course.
Okay, so there's been a split in the family. How long has that gone on? These are the very subtle undercurrents in a family.
Right.
And it's mom is siding with the son, and dad's favorite is the daughter.
Right.
That's what's going on here.
And now, like, when she turned 16, she didn't get a car, but he got a car. But the thing was, he never went out anywhere. He never did anything, but he worked since he was 14.
What's your relationship with your husband, Marie?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
And yeah, what's your relationship with your husband, Marie?
Oh, they find him like gold.
Say it again?
They find him like gold because, you know, he works all the time and, like, I'm the mean mom.
Oh, so both kids come to you, but what's your relationship? Do you have a really close bond, or is it like a settled marriage where you're bored with each other, or is it, are you fighting a lot with your husband?
We on and off fight a lot, yeah.
You're on and off fight a lot. What is the theme that you fight about? If you could boil it down to one sentence, what is it that you fight about?
Basically, by myself all the time.
You're by yourself.
Because it works all the time, yeah.
So you're feeling very resentful that he's abandoned you. So unlike, I don't know if you heard the cut from As Good As It Gets at the beginning of the segment,
mm-hmm.
where he's just telling this woman what he loves so much about her. You don't hear that from your husband, right?
Exactly, yeah.
How does he treat your daughter? Does he treat her any differently than you?
Well, she's the queen.
She's the queen! Okay, so there's a little jealousy going on here that may not be sibling rivalry.
Well, I think he kind of like digs me, like she's the queen. If she wants the BMW, she can have it. To me, she doesn't deserve a car because to me, she's like too disrespectful to me. Or my son, I didn't have that disrespect.
So the dynamics in your family right now are that your son is the golden boy. Those are my words, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
With you. He's the good kid. He's respectful of you. Mm-hmm. He values what you've done.
I'd say 80%, yeah.
80%. Believe me, most parents, moms would love that. Your daughter is the rebellious one. And the dynamics in the family are that you're feeling upset with your husband because he has not been, he's not been connected with you. You don't feel important, valued, and cherished the way you want to. He works too much, but he does have time for the queen,
mm-hmm.
your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that subtlety going on. Why do you think she got worse 8 months ago? I know you mentioned the boyfriend at the beginning. I don't know how.
I personally feel, which I can't tape record back and forth, I feel he teases her a lot. And after she fights with him for maybe an hour, 2 hours or whatever, he gives in. But lately I've had the police at my door, I don't know how many times, from my neighbor.
Wait a minute, I just lost you there. It's a little hard to hear you.
Before it was fine. And then I think all of a sudden, maybe the relationship, maybe he wants to dump her. I don't know. That's my feeling.
And she's taking it out on you.
And he teases her.
Yeah.
And it automatically comes out of me.
Okay, so you're the softy. You're the punching bag. She comes back and she's used to beating up on you, or she's used to being the favorite anyway. Now she's being knocked down from the throne in her relationship with her boyfriend. That's
mm-hmm.
what you suspect. And so she doesn't like being knocked down, and so she's attacking you. That's another piece of this puzzle, right?
Okay. That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
So you have two pieces of the puzzle. One is that she's not your favorite child. Very painful for parents to deal with that. So you want to figure out what you love in her
mm-hmm.
so that you can rebuild a better relationship with mm-hmm. her. You want to deal with the couple issues separately. Talk with your husband. Tell him how much you miss him. Don't make it a competition with your daughter. Just tell him how much you would love to have that close connection, and is he missing it too?
Mm-hmm.
And remind him of your best times in your relationship history to try to rekindle that feeling with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You may even go to counseling with him. And the second piece is to sit with your daughter, and if she wants to, and to listen to her. She's going through some troubles with the boyfriend. If instead of being a punching bag, you become a good listener, learning the skill of active listening, my guess is she'll want to come to you more and not beat you up, but use you for in a way that both of you will benefit. You'll bond closer.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, I thank you very much for your call, and you can call me and let me know how things go, Marie.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad. Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
To discover if your intimacy technique is working, good questions for both partners to privately ask themselves after an intimate encounter are, was this enjoyable for me? Did we share feelings of intimacy? If the answers are no, it is important to understand what aspects can be improved and how to improve them. For many women, intimacy feels like a chore when they don't achieve satisfaction. Why is this pattern so common? Many women feel self-doubt, guilt, frustration, and annoyance, wondering why their partners don't pay attention to their needs and why they themselves are too embarrassed to explain what helps them achieve satisfaction. Sometimes they may not know. When intimacy feels like a duty, resentment escalates, and the result is often a frustrating partnership.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.